Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
It's always nice when a suburb of New York gets in, if New York doesn't. At least a suburb of New York got into the World Series. That's nice. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPNU.
So, Max, before we dive into the Yankees real quick, I want to ask you a question because you got a brain. You know, you're real smart. You got all this
stuff. You got a brain.
Brilliant.
You
know,
you have a brain.
I do have a brain. Let me do my brain, Jay.
All right.
So, is it restroom or bathroom? Which one is the right?
Well, the proper way to do it. It doesn't matter. Both are correct.
But wait. You're not resting in the room.
But the restroom is. But it's a euphemism for, you know, like, I got to go powder my nose, a lady might say when she's using the restroom.
That's still not resting.
Because it's considered uncouth to discuss what goes on in there publicly. So restroom is considered better mannered.
So restroom should really be like a lounge. You should have like chairs.
Well, it's not a bathroom either. You see any bathtubs in those places in restaurants and stuff?
Well, I always want to know what restroom or bathroom, because you say I'm going to the bathroom or I'm going to the restroom. Like, what?
Yeah, I think they're both fun.
Okay, so is it
a bathroom guy?
Is it wiper blades or windshield wipers?
Windshield wipers.
Windshield wipers, but again, both are fine. I'd say windshield wipers.
You would say windshield wipers.
Yeah.
I would say windshield wipers. Yeah. Jay.
Windshield wipers.
Yeah.
Not even a question.
Okay,
Who says wiper blades?
But if someone says, sometimes on the commercials and stuff.
because I was reading one of our reads, and it was wiper blades. And I'm like, I don't talk.
But there might
like
be
that.
A reason.
I would never say wiper blade. I would say windshield wiper.
Do wiper blades apply to other things other than the front of cars? Like, is there anything else they would, like windows or something? I don't know.
Yeah,
I
knew you would have answers because you're so smart. You know?
Yes.
On buildings, like,
listen to what he says. So smart. What's that?
Like, you know, like when you're trying to do it, like the big glass window.
Yeah, like
panes,
the squeegees?
Like, I guess.
Well,
right?
Jay, we all know you ain't. Come on now.
What?
You ain't.
I never cleaned windows before?
Well, not as an adult.
Oh, definitely not as an adult, but as a kid, yeah, all day long.
Yeah,
that's how I made
but
my
not
money.
As, you hear what I said.
Oh, wait, Jay was out there with a squeegee, Key.
Yeah, you think after I got drafted, I went back to cleaning windows?
Jay was out there in the Bronx with the squeegee, right? You stop at the light and then comes up and soaps up your thing, and then if you don't give him a dollar, he's getting mad.
I was a bartender in my day. I mean, I've done it now. Come on.
No, I didn't say anything about being a bartender.
26.
You had to survive.
Lower East Side, baby. Let's get it.
I'm talking about right now in your professional adult years, you don't clean your house. You don't do anything.
I do clean my house. Stop.
Wait, 23 to 25, you were a bartender?
Yeah.
As the famous Jay Will?
What are you talking about? I was out of league.
Yeah, but you had already got some money.
I was living in the Lower East Side.
But you'd made some money.
Living in the East Side.
Yeah, you living in the East Side.
I was living
a
different life at the time.
Yeah, oh, okay, I got
you. Let's be honest about it. I was living a different life.
Gotcha.
You were bartending after the NBA?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
that. So people coming in, oh, Jay Will.
Did you know what you
were doing? Yep. Made some good
tips. Did you know what you were doing?
I was going through a lot around that time period in my life.
No, but
so to bartending school?
Yeah, I can make drinks. I can make some
Did you go to bartending school?
Why you start doing it like this?
Ain't that how they do
the shake it?
Did you go to bartending school to get your license?
No.
See, I had to.
So he was
I
went
a fraud.
To, went to bar,
yeah, when I was still
fraud,
in college.
Bartender, yeah.
When I was still in college to get a bartending license to be a part of the bartending thing at college, you had
Best
to get a
drink you can make.
I don't. I forgot everything. It's 30 years ago.
You don't even know how to make a drink?
Not anymore.
This guy, man. I'm not
making
drinks. At least
know
how to make a drink, like tequila soda.
You know.
Basics. I mean, tell me what your go-to is.
A Moscow Mule.
Oh, God.
You need ginger beer for that.
Your favorite drink would be a Moscow Mule.
I love it in the summertime. Oh, it's so good.
That's true, summertime.
Spicy margarita.
Spicy margarita.
Yeah.
Okay.
That spice-infused tequila.
Make a good old-fashioned?
Nah.
Nah?
Not really.
He's a tequila straight kind of guy. Reposado.
Yeah, I mean, I drink tequila, but I'll mix, you know, have a little margarita, skinny stuff like that.
Skinny,
too sweet.
Skinny
I don't
stuff.
Like all the sweet.
Yeah.
I don't like sweet drinks, unless it's a espresso martini.
Yeah, keep you up.
But then I'll put tequila in it instead of vodka.
Oof. The vodka Red Bull, the espresso martini, the stuff that while you're still, you're not falling asleep, you're awake.
I don't know what you're doing, but it's good. That's what I do.
Whatever you want to call it. So here's the thing, guys. The Yankees just get swept. Not only do they get swept in the ALCS, but Aaron Judge had a very quiet series. You cannot blame him for the Yankees losing. On the other hand, he certainly didn't help them win. He's hitting in a premier slot. Nowadays, number two in the order is like hitting third or cleanup in the old days. You get the most at-bats, and the idea is when you hit second, there's a guy on in front of you, hopefully, so you have also RBI opportunities.
I didn't understand why. I'm glad you said that because I was like, why is he hitting two?
That's where Mike Trout hits two a lot nowadays. Yeah. You know, like you put your best. The philosophy is you put your best hitter where the number three guy used to hit. That's where the number two guy hits now, right?
Yeah, he just moves up one.
Yeah, he moves
so
up one.
So
right.
We know we're going to get to him
more
third
often.
Time.
Yeah, right.
Or
so
fourth time, better yet.
So and still he's not leading off, so it's not like you're wasting the power. A lot of times there'll be a guy on in front of him in the first inning. At any rate, so he's using up those at-bats. He's making a lot of outs. He's not doing the things that he was doing all season. You know, Bryce Harper helped put the Phillies in the World Series.
Yes.
If Aaron Judge would have had a big series, look, the Yankees lost two games by a run and one game by two runs. Judge made an error. He came to the plate, as Jay points out. The last guy standing at the plate is Aaron Judge in a one-run game. He grounds out. So how does this affect his future with the Yankees? Just imagine he wins World Series MVP. The fans wouldn't let him leave. The fans would be putting so much pressure on Hal Steinbrenner to keep him, he'd have to give him a blank check. But that's not what happened. Aaron Judge, have you given any thought to what's next?
Not at all. Not yet. I got plenty of time to figure that out.
Did you spend any time today thinking about how this could be the last home game for you here?
No.
Take anything in?
Nah, not at all. Not at all. I try to go out there and do my job and help this team win. And I really didn't think of it.
What about
last
after
game
it was
here.
Over?
It happened so quick. You don't really have time to soak much in.
Yeah. So winter meetings, right? That's when they're going to get it done, you think, Max, in the winter meetings?
I don't know if they will get it done, Key. I think the Yankees are going to have to – it's a bitter pill to swallow when you realize you screwed up so bad that it will cost you a minimum of $100 million more.
But
I don't
Buster
think they're going to do it.
Buster was just on with us and said that many people across the league that he has spoken with certainly says that the Yankees are not going to allow – Aaron Judge to get out of the building.
Let me ask you something,
that.
Key.
You can't
afford to.
Key,
you
let's
can't
say
let him get away. It's just it. You can't.
Key,
you
did you root for the Raiders growing up?
I root for the Raiders now.
No, but growing up, did you root for the Raiders?
Yeah,
okay,
I mean,
LA Raiders.
Yes.
So
yes.
Let's say you were in New York and the Jets were playing you cheap, and the LA Raiders were good and looking to sign you, and we're telling you, no matter what the Jets offer you, we're going to beat the offer, and you had to go into the season and play without a contract because they tried to play you cheap by $100 million. They tried to play you cheap. Or is there a chance in hell you're staying with the Jets, or are you out?
It depends.
Deuces.
It depends on how far am I indoctrinated into this community, where are my teammates, how I feel. Right. Even though they did 7 months ago try to cheapskate me, my market value has increased significantly. And so they got an opportunity, a chance to come back to the table.
Yeah, now, but what if the Raiders called your agent and was like and took your agent aside and said, look, whatever the Jets offer, we're going to beat it.
But
just
also
to let you know.
Key,
come on, man, you're
it
out.
Also allows you to go home. Like to go home back to Cali. Like that's a. It's a different feeling getting a chance to go home.
It is a different feeling to go home and play, I'm sure. I've never had the opportunity to do that. When the closest I had the chance to do it was in San Diego and in Oakland, but I wasn't going to mess around with no Lane Kiffin, and that's my boy. But it is one of them situations where the situation's got to be right, though, right? You're leaving New York, though, man. Y'all got to realize leaving New York, and you know this, Max. Come on now. Mm-hmm. You're not leaving the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
You're leaving the Yankees.
Yeah, the franchise. Yeah.
It's you just don't. It's not like that. I understand that the negotiations went south early on, but now I've reset my market value, and now I'm over this $300 million plus dollars, and you're willing to give me the years that I'm looking for. I understand going home. Hell, I can get home. I can fly home.
But the Yankees might be trigger shy anyway because they figure we just probably got the best season of his career. We didn't really have to pay for it.
But that's something different because you're playing games now. Yeah. Now if you're playing games.
I think
games,
the Yankees are not done playing. They've already played.
Well,
I think the game is already played, frankly.
I'm going to play it somewhere else.
Here's the question. Let's say neither one is enamored with their present situation. Judge for Ohtani, who says no?
Nobody. I would take Ohtani in
Judge,
a heartbeat.
Judge for Ohtani. I'm the Yankees, I'd take Ohtani.
Yeah, not even a question.
Of course, but unfortunately, Judge would have to be under contract to make that deal.
Can't make the move.
Can't do the deal.
Well, that's okay. You could give you do the deal with the Angels, do the deal with the Yankees, and say, hey, pay him this because this is what he's worth, and then you're moving.
Yeah, right. But for that, the Angels would just sign Judge and then trade Ohtani. See, like, Brian Cashman is a good GM.
Oh, because he's a free agent.
Yeah.
Free agent,
yeah. Brian Cashman's a good GM, but he's not a great one. Considering the budget the Yankees have, he's had success, but you would expect some relative degree of success similar to his, given the budget he has to work with every year. The Yankees are being run just like, you know, just like the Angels or any other big market team. They're not and what Hal Steinbrenner is doing is losing the Yankees brand forever, Key, because at a certain point, you just become generic, right? All of a sudden, you look around and you go, boy, kids went through all of junior high school and all of college since the last time the Yankees have been in the World Series.
But that's what I'm talking about. You guys keep referring back to us, the Yankees. I don't think everybody looks at the Yankees like that anymore.
For good reason.
Yeah, so that's if you have a chance
to. I ain't going to say that, man.
I'm not. Everybody is different. You can't say it's 100%. That everybody looks at the Yankees as Yankees. That number has gone down over the span of the last 10 years or so. So, all I'm saying to you is that if you are Aaron Judge, you do have a chance to potentially go back to the Bay Area. Where you're from the Bay Area, it's not you're going to a middle market team. You're going to still a really big city.
The greatest dynasty in baseball since the Yankees late 90s to early 2000s was the Giants when they won 3 out of 5 World Series. That's the truth. They won 3 out of 5.
Yankees, the Yankees, man, is just like the Lakers and the Cowboys. When they want to pay you, they go. People go. That's just the reality of it.
Yep.
When they want to pay you, they've got to make a decision in their mind to pay somebody.
Wait, Key is right, and so are you, Jay. And let me reconcile these 2 points, if I may. That's right, Key. That's the Yankees. So if that doesn't happen this time, that represents a sea change. If this time they want to keep Judge and he leaves, that sends a powerful signal to the marketplace that that brand is not what it used to be, and that's what Hal Steinbrenner would reap for what he's sown, which is I'm more interested in my bottom line than being competitive because the Yankees make a ton of money either which way, but he wants every last penny.
So this is beautiful because now Aaron Judge is a player. I'm holding you hostage.
Well, yeah, but they can't afford. They can't afford. There's a couple of reasons. They're bringing Aaron Boone back, I'm assuming.
I don't know about that.
I'm assuming. If you're bringing Aaron Boone back, because you just gave him a 3-year deal, and if it's true that the bottom line is more important than anything, like Max is saying, you're not going to get rid of a manager you just gave a 3-year extension to.
Yeah, right. But it doesn't count again. See, what they're really worried about, Key, is the luxury tax is so punitive. Like coaches and stuff you can get rid of, yeah. But what you don't want is stuff that counts against the luxury tax because you don't want to start spending $2 per dollar.
Even though you can get rid of a coach and it doesn't count against the cap, it's still real money out of your pocket.
Yeah, it does. It counts. It's real money. The road to the World Series Championship goes through ESPN Radio. Catch all the postseason action presented by AutoZone on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Tom Brady should have stayed his ass at home.
It just says body language and how he looked at the podium guy who looks somewhat defeated.
We just have not played well. It doesn't matter if you don't execute your job well, then it doesn't matter who's on the other side.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN to join the conversation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Which team is more of a mess right now? Which Bay, Tampa or Green? Brady or Rodgers? Here's Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers, after the Packers lost for the third time in a row, this time to a backup quarterback on a bad team.
And I think it's the NFL, so every team is challenged. And if, you know, you've got to understand they have strengths. And, you know, we just have not played well. It doesn't matter, you know, if you don't execute your job well, then it doesn't matter who's on the other side. It just still comes down to the fundamentals of the sport, throwing and catching, blocking, tackling. It's all the fundamentals.
Okay, so obviously that was Tom Brady, not Aaron Rodgers, But listen, his team just lost to a team that's trading away pieces because the season's over, right? See, their season's over. They're trading guys away, and the Bucks just lost them in a kind of must-win game for them for an early season game. Here is Aaron Rodgers now. That's Brady. Here's Rodgers now on whether or not it feels like the season could be saved.
Got it right, it does. I'm not worried about this squad. In fact, this might be the best thing for us. This week, you know, nobody's going to give us a chance. Going to Buffalo and Sunday Night Football, the chance to get exposed, shoot, might be the best thing for us.
The chance to get exposed. Like, his team get exposed? Like, they haven't already been exposed? Like, get exposed more, Key? Yeah,
but the Bills are
I don't really understand what he meant by that.
No.
The Bills can embarrass.
Yeah, that's what it meant. Like, oh, it's like we almost need another embarrassment to deem the last three that we've had to cement that. That's really confusing.
Why would I want to go on the road and get embarrassed?
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes
after I just lost two in a row. Three in a row, the Giants, Jets, and the Commanders. And when they lost to those two other teams, no one ever thought that those two other teams were any damn good. No one thought the Giants were good. Everybody was like, oh, my God, they lost in London to the Giants? Oh, my God, they'll bounce back against the Jets. They did what? They lost to the Jets? And now you lose to the Commanders.
Yeah, without Carson Wentz, with Taylor Heineke, what is a bigger embarrassment here?
That's the thing. The other two teams were good in retrospect. They've won games since then, but the Commanders?
That's what I was trying to tell you guys before. Yeah, like, I don't like the way he leads sometimes, man. Like, why even say, oh, we need to have more egg on our face, let us get even more exposed against the Bills, and maybe that will be the thing that will wake us up. How about the Commanders wake you up?
That ain't going to wake you up. That's going to mess around and get y'all out of the playoffs.
That's going to put you to sleep.
Yeah, you don't want to go up in the Archer Park? I think I got that right.
You got it right.
Ralph Wilson Stadium, Archer Park. You don't want to go up there and get run out of the building because they've been putting a can on people going up there. Ooh, they put it on you.
Which team is more of a mess right now, the Bucks or the Packers, Key?
I feel like when you say a mess, I think both of them were trying to find their way. I feel like the Buccaneers are probably a little more, I don't know, not messy, but it feels different for the Bucs than it does for the Green Bay Packers to me, because I've seen Green Bay in this situation in the past. I see Todd Bowles as a different type of head coach that, you know, and Tom Brady is going through a lot of personal stuff allegedly off the field that has, you know, him looking and playing a certain way. You know, got Mike Evans dropping wide open touchdowns. I mean, it just feels like that they're a bit of a mess. The strength of their entire team on this Tom Brady run really has been that defense, and they're not strong right now.
I agree, Jay. I think just on the eyeball test, the Bucks don't look right. They don't, like, Green Bay, I could see it in there somewhere.
Well, neither team looks right.
No, of course, but it looked like, if I had to say which team looks more of a mess, I would say the Bucks right now look more of a mess. Who would you say?
Probably because Tom, but I don't know. Like, not that I give a pass to anybody, but it's like Tom going through that kind of stuff. All right, like, let's see how they manage that storm, because they could come out of that storm looking different if guys start hitting their stride.
Sure.
Like, what is the storm really in Green Bay?
It's a good point, because Rodgers has talent on the team, but it's talent that you hope develops by the end of the year, whereas Brady has tried and true. Like, Mike Evans and Godwin, those guys by the end of the year, if they're not good, like, something's changed.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
They're good players, right?
That's what makes me a little bit more concerned with Green Bay. I'm like, all right, well, I get there's some younger pieces there, but you still have Lazar, you still have Cobb. This defense is supposed to be great. Like, all your pieces are there.
But
What's going on?
By the same token, that's why they look more of a mess. They can't even beat a team that just had a fire, so that just sold players, right? So you can't beat them, and you got vets on your team?
Green Bay can't beat the Commanders.
Yeah,
but at least the Commanders didn't get rid of the best player.
I hear you.
And then they second best player, you know, and they got an interim coach.
Yeah.
It looks different.
I hear you.
John in New York wants to weigh in on this. What you got, John?
Johnny, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, champ, man?
What's happening?
Good morning, John. What do you got?
All right, man. I just feel like, man, they both struggling teams, man. But I just Tampa Bay, man. It looked like Tom Brady, man. He just want to go home, man, to his wife, man, and fix that situation, man. Honestly, man, you just lost two bad teams back to back, man.
It's natural for people to feel that way because that's he wants to go home, and the problem is
home to his wife,
but not just his wife, but like the problem is if in fact that they do wind up getting divorced. It's like the home allegedly that you knew is not the same home anymore with the wife and kids, everyone under the same roof. And that's a big thing, Key. You have been through this, and as I keep pointing out, you had a tough childhood. And so it's not just people saying, well, this is a run-of-the-mill thing. You're someone who knows extraordinarily difficult circumstances, and even you would say, yes, what Tom Brady is going through is very difficult. Right?
Oh, no, it is. When he leaves the building and gets in his shiny car, his stomach is empty. His stomach is empty. Even if he ate, he feels sick because he's got to deal with something that he really didn't probably envision having to deal with in the middle of the season.
Yeah, but I will say almost
allegedly.
Allegedly,
yeah.
But it does feel like football could be that saving grace, right? Because when you have a lot of stuff going on, there's a tendency to double, triple down on what you know is going to be consistent, right? You know what football. So I don't know. I kind of see Tampa Bay coming out of this.
Well, he's been allegedly going through this for a little bit over a month. And ever since that this sort of news broke of issues in his personal life, Tom Brady has not looked like Tom Brady.
No.
Just hasn't. Even Max thinks his facial features are starting to disappear a little bit.
I mean, he looks skinny, man. It looks like he's having a hard – I get it. Anyone going through what Brady was going through, supposedly, would have a hard time eating and sleeping, and that's what he looks like to me. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm not the only person who thinks that, and that coincides with Jensen's out for the season, problems on the offensive line, the receivers are dropping balls, the defense hasn't shown up, there's a new coach, he's a defensive guy who's soft-spoken as opposed to an offensive guy who's more boisterous. Like, you know, it's a perfect storm to make him look this way. That's why I think he's going to be okay. But boy, that's as bad as you could think it could look. Has Bryce Harper finally become the guy that he was touted to be? Remember, it was supposed to be him, not Mike Trout, when they were coming up. Although Trout hasn't done anything in the playoffs, Bryce Harper's tearing the cover off the ball. That's coming up. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
We all think in our backyards it's the World Series, right? Every moment.
Swing and a high fly ball, left field, that one is back, gone!
You know, bottom of the ninth, bases loaded, 3-2 count.
Castellanos, he's got it, and the Phillies are going to the World Series.
Just incredible, you know, I don't know if there's any other word to describe it. These guys have overcome a lot of things.
The Philadelphia Phillies, we're here.
It's time for the Progressive MLB Snapshot on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max here on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. And we are joined now by a man who hit 58 home runs in a single season for the Philadelphia Phillies. Went Jimmy Fox double X on him. That's for the old school baseball heads. Ryan Howard, ladies and gentlemen. What's going on, Ryan?
Hey, top of the morning, gentlemen. How we doing? How we doing?
You doing good, man. What's happening, Ryan? Long time.
Man, indeed. Indeed. Too long. Too long.
Yeah, yes, sir.
what was that like in Philly yesterday, Ryan?
Man, just pure madness. Just pure madness. I mean, it was so fun to be there and be able to watch and brought back a lot of memories of what we had going on in like 08 and 09. And this group has been such a deserving group. They've been so resilient and it's been fun to watch. I'm starting to see a lot of similarities to this group and the group we had back in 2008.
Ryan, has Bryce Harper finally lived up to the billing?
I would say so. Yes, I would say so. I mean, there's been an extreme maturation process that he's gone through. You know, obviously coming over from Washington, he understands he's the man. He understands that. He understands people are going to put the expectations on him. But, you know, and what I've kind of seen, it's like that it doesn't matter because he has his own expectations for himself. And I think that as long as he's living up to his expectations, that's all that matters, and it's carrying this team to a championship, and those guys are all playing very unselfish right now.
All right, Ryan, so in order to get to a championship, what do you think is the biggest key for the Phillies going against the Astros in the World Series?
Man, the biggest key is they just got to continue to just be themselves, play their game. You know, you got to go in. Hey, everybody always says, if you're going to be a championship team, man, you got to win on the road. So got to go into Houston, a little bit of hostile territory, at least, you know, come away with a split if you can and bring it back to Philly.
How much pressure was on the Phillies, though, to get to the World Series and particularly to win it, because several years ago the Eagles have been the last Philadelphia professional team to win a championship?
Well, there really wasn't any pressure. Nobody expected them to be here. Nobody expected them to be doing what they were doing. I mean, obviously when, you know, Girardi was let go earlier in the season, everybody had written the Phillies off. You know, it was something I think that kind of fired them up and brought them even closer together and allowed them to just come in sync and get hot at the right time and just playing good, solid baseball.
Ryan Howard, World Series champion, NL MVP, 58 home runs in a single season, Ryan Howard. Ryan, Aaron Judge hit 62. And had he wound up World Series MVP, given that he led the world in everything, almost won the Triple Crown, might have been the greatest season anyone ever had, but that's not what happened. He had a bad postseason, Ryan, and as Jay Will points out, he had the last at-bat of a one-run game after he'd made an error in the field, running into the miscommunication with a center fielder, Harrison Bader, the day before, which was costly, and he grounded out. Now, I'm not saying, Ryan, that it's his fault they lost the series, but had he gotten hot, he could have carried the team. That's not what happened.
Like he did the whole regular season?
Yes, he carried him in the whole regular season. But when the chips were on the line the most, you know, you could use your star players getting hot, like Bryce Harper, for example. What does this mean about his season in total, Aaron Judge?
I don't think it takes away from anything that Aaron did in the season. I mean, obviously, what he did was amazing. It was fun to watch. Him being able to go and break Maris's record. The playoffs are a completely different animal. Once you get in there, I mean, teams can you can get hot, you can catch fire. It's just all about those runs you go on. I mean, I had a stretch as well, you know, leading up into the 2009 World Series where, you know, I was going great and going hot in the NLCS, and then all of a sudden just – It was gone for a second. So just picked a bad time to go into a slump. But, you know, that's just a game of baseball. You know, there's a lot of that kind of stuff that you can't really control. Whether it was or not that he was trying to do too much, I don't know.
Ryan, let me ask you this, and I'm not asking you to speak for Aaron Judge, so to speak. But what should he do in terms of his pending free agency? Should he look to maybe go home based on what the Yankees front office bad offer that they gave him several months ago? Or should he really give them a real opportunity to make right?
I mean, I think he's got all the cards on the table. I mean, in terms of just being able to just kind of sit back and see what all his options are. Once you get to that opportunity of going to free agency, it's, you know, he hasn't really said too much about anything about what he wants or what he doesn't want. I think at this point, it's him just kind of sitting back and seeing what's going to be the best situation for him to be able to go and succeed and thrive in. And I'm sure the Yankees will probably come back and try to either offer something, but, you know, it's about also seeing what else is out there. So I think that's what he's going to do, probably take his time and just see what's out there and see what other offers might be on the table.
Would they be making a major mistake if they didn't get it done?
I mean, you know, it's kind of hard to tell. I mean, the expectations for Aaron Judge moving forward would be, oh man, he hit 62 last year. Okay, he should be able to come out and do that again, or hit 58 on accident. You know what I mean? So it's like those types of expectations can be very, very wild. But I think that in terms of them trying to figure it out, I don't know. I mean, it's just all about where he wants to be. He may not want to be in New York. He may want to go back home. So it's just about what's going to be comfortable for him and what's going to be the best situation for him to be able to succeed again.
Well, I'm glad, as you brought up earlier, Ryan Howard, that you had that bad 2009 World Series against the Yankees. I think it came at the perfect time. And I'm hoping the Phillies win the World Series, because last time you won the World Series, the next year the Yankees did.
And by the way, Ryan, so the Phillies are doing their thing. The Eagles are doing their thing. Everybody else is holding up the standard of excellence. Man, you're 76ers, man. I don't know what's going on with Philly and the 76ers, man. It's like, I watched them play there, and I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Man, it's early. That's all I'm going to say. It's early.
That's fair.
It's early.
That's fair.
It's early. So it's, they're about four games in. So yeah. Luckily right now, the success of the Eagles and the Phillies are able to kind of carry the Sixers and kind of keep them in the wings for right now. So it's early, but I think, you know, they got a good enough group to where they can get it figured out and turned around.
CJ, that applies to the Lakers too. It's early.
Oh, stop.
I think it's getting late early for the Lakers is what it looks like. Hey, that
we're throwing out miracles right now.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing.
Hey, the Phillies turned it around. Ryan Howard, ladies and gentlemen, in his prime, one of the great monster sluggers of the modern era. Thank you, champ.
All right.
Hey, man, appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Progressive Insurance, guys, gives you protection on the phone, online, or on the app 24/7, because things happen 24/7. Quote at progressive.com. Mac Jones is ready for Monday Night Football, but should the Patriots start him instead of Bailey Zappi? Coming up, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So, Key.
Yes, that's me.
Yes. Yesterday we were on our call, and you're like, come on, guys, I got to watch these Lakers play. I'm like, but do you really want to watch them play? Like, let's be honest about it. Do we really want to watch them play? And down the stretch, with a one-point lead, Russell Westbrook tried to go for a 2-for-1. Both LeBron and AD were at half court. They threw their hands up in the air like, what the hell are you doing? Dame comes down, makes a three. Trailblazers end up winning 106-104 in L.A. And Key, like, in the first three games, you're talking about the Lakers 0-3 now. Russell Westbrook, 10.3 points per game, 4.3 assists per game, 29% shooting from the field, and 8% shooting from the three-point line. And the Lakers are 0-3. It's embarrassing, Key. And it's not all on Russell Westbrook. I'm saying even, like, the substitution pattern, why was he in the game at that juncture of the game? Like, it just seems like it's – LeBron is already checking out, it feels like.
Man, all I could do is say – yeah, that's all I could do is say. I can't even really – it's just not a very good roster, not a very good team. It's just – I don't know what you do. You could mortgage off the future to get with an expiring contract to find something. But even if you found something, is that something better than what you got already and you giving up picks to get rid of a contract that's going to expire anyway? Or do you punt on the season and say, hold on to your picks and just punt on the season?
Well, here's my thing, Key. Either you're going to be all in on LeBron James and his last hurrah pretty much, or just be all out. Just trade LeBron. Like, if you're not going to commit to it, if you're saying, I'm not willing to sacrifice the future of the franchise, then what you're saying is eventually with this current construction of your roster that you're going to let it just bleed out. And well, that's going to mean every single day LeBron James doing post-game interviews talking about, right. I don't know where
trade
it is.
Trade deadline. Trade deadline. They move Russell Westbrook for
but I got to give up. But then I'm going to still have to give up picks for the future.
You know, at the trade deadline, he's a $47 million situation coming off someone's books. So
yeah,
anyone
but still, for you to take that, though, I need to give you
but
something.
But check it out, Key. Let's say some team, like the Pacers, have a couple of players that are good. They're good players, but they're not going to put you over the top. Their contracts are going forward another year or two. You don't want to pay the money. If you just swap them for Westbrook, you're out of those deals. You know what I mean? So maybe by the deadline, since there's very little money left on Westbrook's deal, maybe you don't have to give up a draft pick to move him. That's what I would say.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, man. We just – LeBron and them got us upside down.
Contract, even if I go to a bad team and I try to get pieces, like, is that enough to get the Lakers over the hump?
Yeah. No,
by the time
but,
you get to the trade deadline, Max?
How about AD playing? How would that be if AD played up to his level?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. Otis Otis Nixon had like an old face when he was a rookie.
Came out the womb looking 40.
Right, born at 40.
Otis Nixon
at least
alone,
about
man.
30.
Otis Nixon could play some center field and run. No, that's for sure.
Good in center fielder. But what I would say, though, I bet you there's some Otises that's out there newly, though, but they don't want to be called Otis. They change their name.
Call me O.
Use their middle name.
Man, call me Tease, man.
Call me Tease,
right?
Or O.
Tease.
Tease,
yeah,
or O.
Otis. Man, and,
Otis a fresh
you think
name.
People are still naming their son like Otis James? Don't call him Otis.
100%.
No.
Because, 100%.
I named my daughter Esther. That's an old school name.
I'm just saying, going by the nickname
Otis. The grandfather. Oh, I want to name him after my grandfather. I want to name him after my dad, his granddad, his great, you know.
Family
course,
names, but, man.
But the kid changes his name. Like, my name is originally Joseph. But I'm like, as a kid, I'm like, I went by Keyshawn. I changed that. You know, when they used to.
So wait, did you legally change your name?
No, meaning I just went to my middle name and not Joseph. I just went straight to my middle name. I was in about the third grade, and it just didn't hit right.
So everything else, like as it's written down, like on Bill's stuff, that's Joe Johnson.
Everything is Keyshawn.
You know what's weird? My middle name's also Keyshawn. I bet you didn't know.
Everything's Keyshawn. And guess what? Keyshawn played on my 707 team, too.
Of course, everyone played on his 707 team. Otis Nixon played on your 707 team. And the funny thing was, it was in the 1960s somehow.
The inaugural 707 in the 40s.
Otis. Where that name from? Oh, that's the Martin, huh?
Last time you see
Otis, the security guard. What's his name, Otis?
Yeah, it was. Last time you seen Otis was in an elevator. That's the only time I ever see the name Otis in an elevator.
Should we do the Monday Night Football preview? Might be a good idea.
Yes, that would be correct.
Are we doing a parlay?
The Monday Night Football preview is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Okay, it's Monday parlay time. The Chicago Bears are at the New England Patriots. The Patriots are favored by 8.5. We are going to do a parlay, and we'll see how we do this week. Key, what is your leg of the parlay? First leg of the parlay.
Well, I'm going to take Jacoby Otis Myers receptions at 4.5. He's been killing it lately for the New England Patriots, and right now they got him at 4.5. He's going to crush that. I bet you he's about 9 receptions tonight.
I like the over on Jacoby Myers' receptions. Keith's taking the over at 4.5. Jay, second leg of the parlay. What do you got?
I'm walking right up to the craps table, and I'm putting down a lot of money on a don't pass line, baby. Here we go. Under David Montgomery rushing, 52.5.
Mm-hmm.
52.5. I think that Patriots defense is going to stop the run tonight.
And maybe this works with that, okay? Because Chicago's going to have to pick up, you know, yards on the ground somehow. So I'm going to take the over on Justin Fields' rushing yards, 42.5.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little nervous there, but I believe he'll hit the over there. I think they're going to have to get yards somehow. It's not like they're airing it out.
Okay, Max, you're 3-4. I'm 3-3. Key is 4-3. Okay.
All right.
I like this.
So we're at 500 right now. That
champ,
Max guy can get the game up a little.
Yeah, the champ, 3-3.
Yeah, I'm 3-3. Yeah, I'm 3-3. Right in the middle. Right that, between you guys.
That Max guy got to get
Jay
his
Will and Max.
Game up a little bit, and then we'd
Max
be over 500.
Max is in third, Jay Will's in second. Story of my life.
What is
hey, yo. Coming from the guy who's first.
You always complain about being two. Would
no,
you
I'm not complaining.
28?
No, just because I said one thing doesn't make me always complaining. Don't try to phrase it that way.
Okay. I'll take that back. Scratch that. You're not always complaining.
Thank you.
You always take issue with your name being second.
No, no, no. It has nothing to do with you. It's
okay,
Yao Ming.
Not me.
It's
Yao Ming. Talking about me.
Yeah, it's Yao Ming.
Not,
it's for
I'm
me personally.
I'm not talking about me. I said call second call, and you got to let me finish.
Yes.
In the NBA draft, would you rather be 29th?
No, I'd rather be first.
Okay, so don't.
I'd be 29th.
Create an issue about you being second.
Don't tell me what I can create an issue about or not, damn it. I'm going to create
first
an issue.
First of all.
Ain't 7'6 Chinese guys growing on trees out here.
Complain.
If a 7'6" Chinese center who not only represented a great chance to win, but also an enormous business opportunity in China, the biggest market in the world, right? If that guy had never existed, it would be Jay Keyshawn and Max right now.
And the year before was Kwame Brown. Would have had that. Would have got
the
that.
The year before you didn't come out. You were scared.
No, I wasn't scared. It's just, you know.
You making too much money in college?
How much money did you make in college?
Is that the
problem? How much money did you make?
You didn't
in
want to take a pay cut in the pros.
What do you mean? Where?
At Duke.
Oh no, we don't talk about that. Not on this
Why?
Show. Well, unless we really price compare what you got at USC, then we can
I
really
made
talk
a lot.
Details.
I made a
what?
Lot of money for the university.
Well, you had an off-campus apartment, the Lambo. You had it all.
No, I didn't have a Lamborghini. I had a Honda, and I made a lot of money for the university.
Lies.
You had the Honda. So the Honda was like the Honda was like the fake beer. You had that at the. But you really had the Lambo parked somewhere else.
He had a Honda. It just looked like a Cadillac truck, but it was actually a Honda.
I lived pretty modest, and I took care of my stipend, and I was at home.
What size were the rims, Key? They were 10s, but I keep them clean.
Ooh, those stipends were good.
I wonder if they still get the stipends.
They have to get the stipends, Key.
I am. No, but the NIL, they get NIL money, too. So do they get that on top of the stipend?
Ooh, that stipend.
I am entitled.
And that little beige envelope, ooh, go ahead and stack it up.
Yeah, I think I was getting 2,200.
22,000?
No, like 2,200 bucks a month, I think it was.
Oh.
Of course you got a stipend. Why would the NIL kill the stipend? You're still entitled to that.
NIL should enhance the stipend.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. That's why I'm asking, Max. I don't, you know, who knows? These rules are so crazy. Who knows what kids was getting? That's why I asked Jay, because he got stipend and he got extra stuff too. And mm-hmm. he got game day bonuses for hitting shots.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Nobody needs to
what
know.
What were you Man. Getting per touchdown as a bonus?
I was elevating my draft status as I scored. My elevation went up. That's why I went to the University of Southern California
he was
to make sure
he got game life.
That you know, to make sure that I continued to play at a high level and get an education. So okay. at some point in time in my life, I could use that education if need be.
Clip that and send it out to everyone who needs to know how to talk at the press conference.
Jesus Shuttlesworth with Rick Fox. That's who Key was in L.A.
I just did my part, you know, and being here in
real
LA,
quick.
Growing up here, my family's here. It was very easy for me to go home when I needed to.
Oh, jeez. Stop with the
It is the 10th year of Progressive's. Guys, it's the 10th year of Progressive's Keys to Progress annual giveaway for veterans. This year, their goal is to gift a vehicle to at least one recipient in every single state.
Wow.
Learn more at keystoprogress.com. We have about 30 seconds, a little less. Mac Jones is ready for Monday Night Football. Yes or no? Should they start him over Bailey Zappi, Key? Yes or no?
I'm going to stick with the Zapper.
Me too.
Dr.
What about
Z.
you, Jay?
Dr. Z.
Not Dr.
Going
Z.
Mac Jones.
Right.
Just Dr. Z walks differently, too.
Does that make Mac Jones the medicine woman? I remember there was a movie called Dr. Z and the Medicine Woman. I never saw it, but I remember the name.
Oh, God.
You got to just continue to keep working hard.
Greeny is coming up. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max will return tomorrow at 6 a.m. Eastern right here on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.